Gore readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Schein, joined by the Holly Jolly Todd Loya.
What's up?
Fugs Dread.
Bah humbug.
And Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
So we're here tonight to talk about the Creepshow holiday special that just recently.
Wait, there we go. It's the holidays there. Bam.
Where the fuck was this?
just like Thanksgiving, they added it way late. So what the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like Katy Perry having a teenage dream over here.
Well, now I feel like I need to change it.
Why yellow Christmas balls? Who has yellow Christmas balls?
I know Dan's are blue.
Sometimes 2020, yes, they are.
2017 too, and 2016, and
I want to get this candy cane.
I feel like Dan. I got balls on my forehead.
Right. Yeah, fuck you, Dad. So, anyways, we're here tonight not to talk about balls. We're actually talking about the Creepshow Holiday Special from director Greg Nicotero. And this one, Robert Weston has noticed some odd changes lately that his doctors can't explain. The only explanation for his symptoms is that he might be a werewolf. In search of an answer, he discovers an unusual support group where others can help him learn the truth. But what he discovers is far more sinister than anything he could have ever imagined. All right. Kruger, what did you think of the Creepshow Holiday Special?
So I like the last holiday special that we got that was animated. And also I'm a huge fan of, you know, the Creepshow show. So I was really looking forward to this. I'll start with like the good. First off, fuck yeah for werewolf creep at the beginning. That was fucking awesome. I love that animatronic motherfucker. That just brings me joy every time I see it. The beginning of the story where the dude's, you know, in the doctor's office and they're having an intimate encounter, that was pretty good. And I was laughing, you know, at the doctor's wise ass remarks. Also, when they get to the support group and the pig dude making fun of the furry, calling her, you know, fat was funny as fuck. So this did get some laughs out of me. Once the Christmas part of the story hit, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it. But I ended up actually enjoying like the batshit insanity of it. So as far as the effects goes, it's kind of light on the effects for like, you know, the first probably like, I'd say like three quarters of it, and then builds up to a pretty batshit insane finale with, you know, practical monsters and a certain Christmas demon that was fucking really badass. There's a little CGI blood splatter in here that I noticed, but didn't look terrible, to be honest. The main thing I didn't like about this was the ending. It kind of made me feel like the rest of everything happening before was kind of for no reason. And it took away something I'll explain in spoilers that really pissed me off that I wanted to see. So in the end, like, this is probably the least enjoyment I got out of a Creepshow episode or special, but it's still pretty good. I don't know if I'd go and watch it again like I have with the Creepshow show, or you know, I'd probably rewatch the Halloween special over this, but overall I think it's still solid. Just kind of disappointed me a little bit in some areas that I can't explain without spoiling. So Pugs, what'd you think? I know you're not a fan of this Creepshow shit, so
yeah. A little bit. Yeah, I don't really care for the show. I think they've missed the mark for me like every time. It's just been like barely enjoyable. This one, however,
I was going to say, is this going to be the one he flips on?
For some fucking reason, it got me in the right mood. I liked all the characters. The doctor was fucking hysterical. The main dude, he's a little too frumpy and like depressed for me. But like his circle that he was in, they saved the day for me. And don't know if you guys know who Mario Judah is, but the hippo lady looks exactly like him, and that was cracking me up. So it was just like tickling me everywhere. I fucking love what they did. The battle at the end, that was super cool. I'm still not the biggest fan of this style of creep show, but I'm shocked. I was very entertained and I had a good time. I think I agree with you on the ending. Like, well, there was no point in any of this anyway now, but up until then, it's fucking cool. And they channeled some like Ninja Turtle stuff. Secret of the Ooze in particular, and I'm ready to buy that figure, even though I'm not crazy about the series.
I was like, is that Kevin Nash?
I
was blow his quad out.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. What about you, Mr. Todd?
I'm with you, but it's funny because you mentioned the CGI blood. I think I noticed the flaws more this time, and that's probably because of Pugs. Like there's a particular battle that we get all in like comic panels, and I'm like, okay, they're trying to save Buzz. Yep, that's the first thing I saw. Yeah. And then I, without getting too spoilery, there's a certain creature that doesn't have a lot of lower movement.
Yes,
that kind of like took me out of that scene. But it was still cool looking. That's the thing. It actually kind of looked like, well, we'll talk about that later.
It reminded me of Crazy Legs from Don't Be a Menace.
And I did figure out what Frank Nicotero is from. So, Kruger, you're going to have no idea. Maybe Dan and Pugs will remember this. 2000 to 2005, it was a game show. It was in syndication, Street Smarts. He was the host.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
It was bothering me, so I had to find out. So
he also was on KTLA News. So.
Oh, nice. Sure you're not thinking of Sam Rubin.
I'll be quiet because you're right. It is, that's his doppelganger.
Okay. Yeah, they are very similar. All right.
So I am a fan of the show. I've liked it. I've defended it with a lot of people, it seems, that don't. I have found, really? I think
usually
I like
it. I'm the odd man out. I'm shocked.
No, I do. I actually really like
it. No, that you've been defending it because like everyone I talk to, you're like, oh, they love it.
There's a good portion of people that are fan. Can I fucking talk, Dan? God damn. Fucking you I'm talking and you're start, like continuing he to does talk, that. Bro. Fuck.
My turn.
Just go, Dan.
Yeah, no, I've
you just gotta talk over him, then he'll eventually shut the fuck up. So go ahead, Kruger.
I thought this circle was safe.
No, I'm cool.
I forgot where it was. No, I did. I like the show a lot. There's a lot that like it's always like, oh, it's nothing like the first movie, or in some cases the second movie. And I mean, I get that. It's special in your childhood, but I really did. I mean, this finger I thought was a great episode. For the most part, they were all really fun. There was a couple weak ones, but overall, great show. I like the show better than the specials, though. I didn't like the animated one, although I would have loved to have seen some of those stories in non-animated format, particularly the Stephen King story. This one, I had fun. I mean, this is like super crazy. Over the top, you know, I laughed at the furry character. I'll confess, I have no idea who a certain person
we
was.
We know, Dan, you don't have to tell us.
So it meant nothing to me, but I feel like it was a big deal for most of you.
That was very random.
And they gave it away, though, in the opening credits.
Oh,
I didn't pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah, it says his name.
So. I've heard the name. But also pop for the Waldemar Daninsky Nashy reference. I thought that was really cool. I don't know. Some of the CG actually did bug me a little bit more in this with the blood spatter. But overall, I accepted it. I mean, this felt like it would be right at home, though, on Sci-Fi Channel. So I'm curious to see what a lot of people are going to think of this one, because it's going to be a little too out there for some. But it made me laugh. I had fun.
Let me ask you this, Pugs. Would the show be less problematic to you if it was 30 minutes?
For this entry?
Just in general.
Yeah, shorter the better. This one was fine, but there's still room to trim some fat.
Well, no, because if you think of Creepshow, you're shorter stories. You're not like spending 45 minutes. That's, mm-hmm. you know, why I brought it up.
Okay. Well, yeah, for the actual show, sure. For holiday specials and stuff, yeah, that's fine. I was expecting to have two stories. So when so just one popped up, I'm like, oh, cool, In and Out. 46 minutes. That's not exactly In and Out, but I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting two also. It was odd, but
I'm like, did the series do two or was one an episode now?
The series is 45 minutes, two episodes or okay. two different stories.
Okay. There we go. That's so my question, is, yeah. See, I thought it was one. I'm out of it.
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah. Kruger, did you have anything you'd like to add since someone's going to be quiet for a moment?
No, I forgot fucking what the fuck I was going to say. So I'm just going to stab this motherfucker later.
Get your paws ready.
And remember, it's the holiday season. You know, sharpen up a candy cane. So shank him with that.
It's going to be fucking Cannibal Claws up in here with his asshole.
And his asshole's the baby. Do we have? Oh wait, yeah. Are we gonna rate this one or?
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. In case you're just joining us.
So I'm a 3 out of 5. Like I said, I would have went higher if I would have got what I wanted to see at the ending, but also like Todd said, maybe budget restrictions kind of prevented some of that from happening as well. So. Pugs, what do you rate it?
Since this is the most fun I've had, I'm going to give it a 4. And it's the holiday season, so... Yeah, 4. What about you, Todd?
I'm between you two. I'm a 3.5. I had fun with it. I think there's better episodes in the series. but I did enjoy this one.
I'm 3. I liked it a lot more than the last special. And I did pop for some of the... creature effects towards the end, which were really cool, but it's going to be a little too over the top for a lot of you. I'm curious to see what everyone thinks.
But this is probably their bigger cast because Adam Pauly and Anna Camp. So I was kind of surprised when they were announced. And Adam Pauly is the frumpy one that you're saying. All right. Well, I guess I'm sure we have spoiler talk. So
yes.
So Dan,
if you do not wish to be spoiled. Now would be the time to bow out.
Okay, Pugs.
And we are on Patreon, so before you hear our spoilers and you feel like supporting us, head on over there. It starts just at $1, and we have exclusive access to uncensored content. Be sure to check that out. It's very, very offensive and funny, but, you know, in a kind way. So if you're curious, check that out.
Sometimes kind. Sometimes not so much. It depends.
Well, we didn't say what kind, Dan. I'm a sailor. There you go.
Right. So you have
a goddamn ball.
At least they're not on your chin.
Curry, do you have any spoilers?
Yeah. So fucking the were cheetah and the were boar wolf and turtle, all of them. You know, really super dope. Fucking looking makeups. It was really reminiscent, like. To me, like some of the better stuff you would see like on Face Off. So it like, totally like, you know, brought me back to like, you know, when they're doing like those challenges. So I of course love that. And also fucking Santa Claus coming in with the fucking Bram Stoker Dracula like armor was really badass. And I loved his fucking his claw fucking hands. Yeah, of course I'm gonna love that, you know. Fucking but the thing that got, like, I like that giant werewolf the buff dude turned into, but like Todd said, it did kind of look like a Halloween decoration a little bit. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like, one of those, you know, higher-end spirit Halloween decorations. And I really wanted to see him in the fucking Santa battle. Like, when fucking that goddamn... furry chops Santa's. Yeah, when she chops Santa's head off, I was kind of like, oh, man, what the fuck? Like, I wanted to see the werewolf and Santa Claus throw down. You know, I think it would have been cool, but and yeah, I wasn't a fan of Little Yachty coming. I actually I actually don't mind Lil Yachty as a like rapper, but fucking, I get the fuck out of my freak show shit.
That was my creep like show shit. Super random as fuck. I had no idea. And like, why would she wish for that? You wanted to be a hippo. Okay, now you're hip hop with Lil Yachty. That's
I'm just
a rapper.
Yes. Yeah. You. How many
weekend sources? He's like, they all look the same, Todd. Leave him alone.
I thought it was an NBA guy. Isn't he, didn't, what the fuck is he, isn't he in like Half-Baked 2 or whatever? I think he's like the main guy in Half-Baked 2.
I think he might be. I just saw, or is it How High 2? Yeah.
How High 2, I know exists.
No, Half-Baked 2 is, I don't think it's out yet,
that's
though.
A thing? Oh, okay.
But How High 2 is already
out. It's either Half Baked or How High.
Well, yeah,
one of the two. But it could have been definitely. It's on like Netflix, I think.
I gotta check this out. That's fun. but along with you, Kruger, I fucking loved Santa's outfit. I just wish it was a little dirty because it was like, for me, too pristine. I'm like, this is a dude that's been flying around. Should be a little scuffed up, have some battle scars. But that when he had his three claws turn into like a blender type thing, looked like General Grievous. Yeah. It's like, fuck yeah, let's go. And then he's about to fight fucking Distortions Unlimited. And then fucking Mario Judah with the fucking sickle ends it early. I'm like, aw.
Yeah, like that was a cock tease. I really wanted to see, you know, fucking that battle. And like, I kind of wanted to see Santa, you know, Santa Claus in action. Like, I would kind of wish they would have killed at least, you know, one of the fucking, you know, were animals off and had him, you know, chop him up with his blunder hands. That would have been nice. Because, like, I mean, he didn't kill the turtle, right? He just kind of knocked him across the room. I wanted to see something a little bit more gory. But maybe they were worried Peter would get on them. I don't know.
Yeah. If that
I did confirm it was How High too.
Okay. If that turtle would have did, like, a roundhouse, I would have lost my shit. I'm like, it's a fucking ninja. Awesome. Yeah, I dig all the characters, and when they turn into animals, it's just fun. And I was, you know, on their side for the most part. But as soon as you enter like Super Shredder into anything, I'm gonna switch sides.
The were-turtle, I just love like how he's just like, yeah, I just sit around, eat lettuce, and, you know, swim around my bathtub. That shit was funny. Anyways, the turtleneck.
No. Yeah, I love it. I'm mad we didn't get the wear hippo, so
furry.
Me too. They did the support group gimmick has been used though a lot too. I mean, Vampires Anonymous, Proxy. But it was fun. Like I said, this one was a nice little distraction. I don't think I'll revisit it though anytime soon. But
the one thing this episode or this special did remind me of was the Nazi werewolf episode we got back in the series. It was kind of the same premise when you think about it, because like they're, you know, taking fighting off a big army right as they're turning into the were animals. So that it did remind me of that a little bit too. But you know, overall, the one thing I was happy with is I'm glad they didn't go like full on like underworld werewolf. They went more, you know, the traditional route, wolfman looking motherfucker. That was pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see, any as always, guys, weigh in, because I am very curious to see if this one's a yay or a nay. Yeah, I don't know. I hope we get these specials more often.
Is there a New Year's one coming, maybe?
I doubt it, but are we good with spoilers now?
Yeah. Yeah. Valentine's seems more likely than New Year's. I feel like they could do something. Well,
hopefully this series it wouldn't be till... Because technically this one's listed as a season 2 episode, but I don't know. Who knows how many... We'll probably just get specials this year, so I wouldn't be...
What's that guy that works for Shudder? Craig something. He was actually, I saw a tweet today he posted about getting the rough cuts of the season 2 for Creepshow, saying that they're coming soon. So
okay,
I'm pretty excited for that. Like, I know you don't like it, Pugs, but for me, that show was just a wet dream. Like fucking with the effects. That's and awesome, like. Yeah. Especially like, just like, I love that fucking genie we got, and like, you know, the finger, of course, you know, having stop motion effects and that, I'm going to be all over. And even like Tom Savini's episode with the fucking dinosaurs, like Jesus Christ, that's fucking awesome. Like that just, it got me on like all areas of my childhood. And that's why I think I love the show so much.
Yeah. I'm with you. I do enjoy it too.
I'm glad everyone loves it. Like I don't care though. I like all fandoms. By all means, fucking make more.
You didn't have one episode that really did it for you though.
No. Just a single one. This current one that we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all right. I thought you'd like the finger. That one surprised me. That seemed like
you bring that up every time.
I know. You're gonna make it go the other way. He's gonna like at least every time you say it. Just give him the finger.
You're unpredictable. It's a good thing.
I'm surprised you didn't like the David Arquette episode.
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember that one.
Barely.
Yeah, but it was the zombie one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. I'm looking forward to a new season. So it's good.
Yeah, me too. Like I honestly, I really hope you find something that you enjoy in season two, Pugs, so you can hop on the bandwagon. And I'm glad that you actually enjoyed this one. You enjoyed it more than me, which is surprising.
Every time I watch something, I'm looking to like it. So I do get disappointed when I don't, but with a name like Creepshow and all that brings, I'm gonna give it a try more than likely. I know I put on a front like I'm not gonna watch this shit. I'm gonna watch it.
There's only one show that he said that he I know he's followed through.
What's that?
Twilight Zone.
Oh well, yeah, fuck that. That was awful with awful creators.
you guys are gonna hate me because there's actually a couple episodes I like about.
I can't even say anything the after the deal? First after the first episode. I gave up.
Yeah.
There's. Just all I'm gonna say is there's an alien episode that was really good.
I keep saying I'm gonna try it again. I just haven't.
There's a really woke episode though in there too. I mean it's decent, but fucking not comparable to something like Creepshow that we're talking about tonight. So I think that we are all done here, right?
Yeah.
So
Pugs.
Like, share, subscribe. You can follow us.
Dan's like about to talk.
All the social media bullshits. And Dan, before we head out, why don't you tell them what we rate this on?
We rate it on a scale of fuck you, Todd.
Good night, everybody. Happy holidays.
Good night.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.